The healthcare detective Frank Lalle has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lalle is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And here he is. And drug prices.
Yes.
And we'll see what happens. And hi, Frank. How are you?
And we're in crazy land, but I think I've got some good news, actually, in this kind of political mess that we're in. So there's a lot of impeachment talk going on. That's about all you see on TV and day after day. And the president is saying, look, you can investigate me or we can legislate. We can't do both. OK, so pick it. You want to investigate me? Fine. Then nothing's going to get passed. Well, I've got a contrary view. I think despite all this talk about impeachment paralysis down in Washington, D.C., I think something big might actually get passed and signed into law by President Trump to help cut the high cost of prescription drugs. Now, everybody actually says they want to do that. That's the president says so. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, agrees, and so do some key people, some GOP senators. They agree as well. So the president says, look, I'm just sick and tired of Americans paying twice as much for drugs than people in other advanced nations. We're going to do something about that. And the fact of the matter is, he needs to do something about it. He needs a cost-cutting law that really targets drugs for his reelection campaign next year. Now, the problem is, and this is common, he's been all talk, a lot of bluster. He's promised a comprehensive plan in July. That didn't happen. And now he's claiming that he's being so tough on pharma. He actually said this. I'm so tough on pharma that it wouldn't surprise me if those pharmaceutical companies are actually the companies behind my impeachment. Okay, that's delusional. That's fantasy land. That ain't happening. And what Trump has actually done is taken little baby steps, like telling the drug makers that they have to show their list prices in their TV ads. Okay, judge took one look at that and threw it out of court. Trump has also said, okay, I'm going to sign an executive order, and it's going to boost private insurers' Medicare Advantage plans. Those are the plans that get these huge taxpayer subsidies and offer skimpy doctor networks. So he's gotten behind them. By the way, in Connecticut, I just saw this morning, in Connecticut, Blue Cross is dropping 2,000 doctors in Connecticut alone from their Medicare Advantage plans. So those skimpy drug plan doctor plans get even skimpier. Okay, so Trump's back up on that one. Okay, we're going to allow these Medicare Advantage plans to rely on more, drum roll, teledoctors. Jill,
oh no,
your favorite.
Oh no,
we can't see a doctor. Just give them a ring. They'll diagnose you over the phone.
Oh no,
and send and give you a prescription. So those are his answers. Oh yeah. Anyway, look. Let's talk about the Pelosi plan because she's really trying to do something about drug prices, and so are some of these senators. So let's look at Pelosi. Under her plan, the head of Health and Human Resources would finally be empowered to negotiate the price of up to 250 drugs. That would include insulin. So you negotiate up to 250 drugs, including insulin, for all Medicare beneficiaries. And by law, the government would pay no higher than 20% above the average drug cost in six countries, these six advanced countries where the government actually negotiates directly with the drug makers and they get big discounts. Those countries are Australia, Canada, France, Germany, the UK, and Japan. We pay no more than 20% above what those citizens are paying. That'd be a big discount. Plus, once this price is negotiated and set, the drug makers cannot raise that price more than the rate of inflation per year. Also, and this is really important under the Pelosi plan, you've got a Medicare price now, but under this law, the companies would have to offer that Medicare price to all private insurers. So Medicare price would become the national price. And let's say you're in the negotiation and the drug maker says, I can't go any lower than that. I'll lose money, whatever. I'm walking away from the table. If they cannot reach an agreement, they face penalties of up to 95% of that drug's total revenues. So in other words, if they walked away from the table, they're walking away from that drug itself. Very rare that that would happen. Still, good old Senator is the Senate leader, Mitch McConnell. He says the Pelosi plan is dead on arrival. Now, despite many GOP lawmakers being bought and paid for by Big Pharma, that's a fact, folks, sad one, but true. The Senate Finance Committee has a bill the GOP actually hates less than they hate Pelosi, and that finance bill would do a couple of simple things. It would cap today's Medicare prices and only allow increases for inflation. So there's a cap. And they would also cap Medicare out-of-pocket drug costs at $3,100 a year. Now, Pelosi's plan would cap out-of-pocket drug costs at $2,000 a year. So Pelosi would be more generous. But look, a cap is a cap, and both bills are talking about capping that. And Jill, you know how long I've talked about putting a cap on Medicare drug prices. So that's very positive. Now, Grassley and the president are warning, actually threatening GOP lawmakers that if they don't go along and support this modest finance bill, we could end up with the Pelosi plan. Oh, my God. What would happen then? So Big Pharma and their allies are saying, look, if Pelosi ever passed, that's socialistic price control, quote unquote. You're going to hear that phrase, socialistic price controls. Now, the phrase comes from a dark money front for pharma. It's called the America Future Fund. So now you know who those guys are, the America Future Fund. And those exact words, socialistic price controls, being used by Mitch McConnell, bought and paid for Mitch. Socialistic price control. So when you hear words like that, socialist, all that nonsense, you know where it's coming from. It's coming from selfish people who are getting rich and holding power by helping Big Pharma keep your drug prices high. So Big Pharma is saying the Pelosi plan will destroy, and I love this phrase, it's going to destroy the free and fair drug market. Okay, the free and fair drug market.
Seriously?
Seriously, by imposing this 95% penalty, right? It's not free and fair. You know, if you walk off the table, you lose that drug. That's not free and fair. Okay, what is free? What is the free and fair drug market in this country? What are you talking about? There is no free and fair drug market for drug prices for me and you, Jill. We can't walk away from our insulin. We can't walk away from our chemo. We can't walk away from drugs I've had to take that cost $18,000 a month, because my life would be in danger if I did that. Any other critical medicine, we can't walk away from that as those prices keep soaring. So look, Big Pharma has brought this on themselves by raising their drug prices 10% a year or more, year after year after year. And then finally, what do you think happens?
Yeah.
You beg for the Pelosi plan. You're all but begging for it, and you finally got it. All right. Let's be hopeful here, and let's be positive. Here's my prediction. I think a drug bill will be signed into law by early next year. Remember, Trump needs it to run on, and the Democrats want to pass it as well, and key senators are in agreement. So look, it may not be the full Pelosi plan. I'm not predicting that. But I think a plan will pass, and I think it could be attached to a big spending bill, like the defense spending bill, or raising the budget for the nation. One of those big bills, you just attach this on, and it would pass. And then once it would pass, Trump would sign it because he needs a campaign issue. And if not, Jill, if not, a much more aggressive law will be signed, and I think signed with trumpets blaring by the next president of the United States. So that's what I think Trump is looking at. I think Pelosi sees the leverage, and I think there are enough senators to push it over the line. So I'm reasonably optimistic that we're finally going to get a meaningful breakthrough on high prescription drugs.
And one quick question around that. Do you the 250, did you say it was 250 drugs or 200 drugs?
200, it's up to 200. It can be as few as 25 and as many as 250. They have to be drugs with little competition, and therefore their prices are unrestrained.
Right.
So you'd have to negotiate which drugs we're talking about. But it would include insulin. That's
which is key. We have talked so many times about that and how ridiculous it is that you just can't do that to people. You just can't do that to people if you even purport to give a rap about the existence of anybody outside of your political group.
The same is true with the chemo drugs,
right.
And I've had drugs that cost $12,000 a year, and then they went up to $14,000, they went up to $18,000.
No, it's insane. It's just,
at that point, I needed those. Those drugs kept me alive for 5 years. I needed those drugs.
What about the EpiPen?
And the EpiPen. The EpiPen is essentially guarded.
You know, stuff that people need because you don't really want to sit and watch your loved one, child, whatever, swell up and,
You need it. It's critical medicine, and that should be affordable to everyone.
Everyone, period.
Farmer prices have just gotten out of control, and with the profits they've made, they've bought senators down in Washington, D.C., largely Republican, but not completely. They bought some Democratic votes, too. And therefore, they keep protecting themselves from a plan like Pelosi's. Well, when things get bad enough out there, Pelosi picks up a lot of support, and she even has people in the Senate saying, you know what? Putting a cap on the cost of Medicare drugs makes sense. I had a guy tell me, I said, listen, I'm spending $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 out of my pocket on these drug costs now. What's the cap? Well, there is no cap, fella. It could be $1 million out of your pocket. He thought it was a joke. No joke to me. No joke to me, because if I'm owed 5% of the cost of a Medicare drug, right? That's your big break. Oh, if you spend more than $5,000 on drugs, then you only owe 5% of the rest of your drugs. Well, 5% of an $18,000 a month drug is a lot of money. And a cap is needed. Big corporations put those caps in. It's high time the federal government did it as well. That's meaningful. I think that's going to get done. And it's finally going to get done soon.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, on my desk.